T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined now on the line by Brian Clark, looking at the legacy that Kobe leaves behind. Brian, you know, all morning long I've been saying that for someone my age, I'm 30 years old, that Kobe was, you know, he wasn't Michael Jordan in the sense that, you know, history will look back on it. But for my generation, he basically was Michael Jordan. He was the fierce competitor on the court who was really the face of basketball for, you know, 15 years in between Jordan and LeBron.
Brian, you're absolutely right. I'm just about the same age as you. And when we grew up, you know, we were a little young at the beginning of the Jordan dominance. We certainly remember the end of Jordan's career. But Kobe, you remember vividly when he came into the league from high school. You remember the 5 titles. And there are millions of other people like us, some of whom are playing in the NBA or playing in sports around the world, who looked up to Kobe as that kind of the superstar athlete for that, as you said, that kind of 10-year bridge period between Michael Jordan and LeBron James, just the global impact he had as somebody in that role.
Yeah, how do you go about measuring his legacy? I mean, it seems like we're going back and we're listening to some, you know, interviews that he's done over the years, even recent ones, and finding how prophetic they were, right?
Yeah, some of them in a very sad and grim way, especially when he talks about how much he loves now with all this free time, being able to spend it with his family. And you'd see him all over the country going to women's basketball games with his daughter. He became a huge women's basketball fan. But the legacy, the one word you keep going back to is just competitor, because everybody around the NBA was saying he is the best competitor, the hardest worker that they've ever seen. And he was famous for 3-hour workouts before practice, staying late after practice, and just this unquenchable desire to win, I think, is what he will go down in history being remembered the most as.
Yeah, remembered as a fierce competitor, and it seemed like that was transcending, you know, off the court as well. While some players will retire and kind of ride off into the sunset, and you might see him every once in a while, Kobe was kind of, you know, ready to go about things a little bit differently and take some of that competitive spirit to all the things he was looking to tackle off the court.
Absolutely. I mean, he basically came out of the NBA and won an Oscar first thing off the bat. He won an Academy Award a couple of years ago, and he had his different film projects. He has that streaming project with ESPN. He's all over, and then different things in sports. He has the workout facility, the gym facility in Southern California where he was heading at the time of the crash yesterday. So he's very involved in youth sports. He's following the NBA still. But, yeah, competitor on and off the court, just trying to be the best and in front of everything.
You know, the outpouring, Brian, just incredible all around the world. Do you remember another superstar or celebrity with this kind of an outpouring?
I don't. And I was having this conversation yesterday, and you think in terms of shock factor, you go back to when somebody like Michael Jackson died almost 11 years ago. But with that, I mean, he had been a little more reclusive over the years, so you didn't know him as much. I mean, Kobe Bryant, the last thing he tweeted, he was paying tribute to LeBron James, who had just passed him on the career scoring list the night before, and really an eerie touch. LeBron did that in Philadelphia, where Kobe grew up. So it was just very, kind of all the coincidences makes this one of the probably the most shocking sudden thing like this that I can ever remember. Maybe going back to Princess Diana, just to put it sort of on that kind of scale.
Yeah, I was having the same thoughts yesterday. Watching some of the games take place yesterday, it was tough for a lot of players to go on some of the basketball games that took place. Do you have any idea how the NBA plans to move forward this year in honoring Kobe, whether it's during games throughout the rest of the season or their All-Star game that's coming up?
Yeah, they have not released any word yet, but you can be certain that he's going to be honored. The Lakers are home tomorrow night against the Clippers, so that's going to be one of the more emotional things you'll see. In terms of league-wide tributes and Lakers tributes, we have not heard anything yet. I'm sure there's going to be a lot at the All-Star game. Somebody suggested, you've seen a popular suggestion going around social media, that Kobe, of course, wore 2 numbers in his career, 8 and 24, that for the All-Star game, one team wears number 8, the other team wears number 24. So we'll see if that's something the NBA goes with. He's eligible for the Hall of Fame this year, so he'll be into the Hall of Fame. That's going to be very emotional. So there's going to be a lot of Kobe over the next few months. The Lakers are the best team in the Western Conference right now. They might be the favorites to win the championship. So we're going to be dealing with this in a really emotional way for the next easily 6 months.
Yeah, we'll be following it. It's still very raw right now. Brian, we appreciate the time. Brian Clark, looking at the legacy of Kobe Bryant.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.